Continuing the conversation now on a Friday. Good to have you here. My next guest, Ryan Duffy. He is with the Enbridge Communications team. Ryan, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you here. As always, in the last few weeks or months, a lot going on with Enbridge, with the development of this tunnel and some pushback from the state, and we'll get to that in a moment. But first, there's been something brought to our attention that may need a little bit of upgrading or repair for Line 5, the line that gets all the attention, it seems, lately. Ryan, what's going on, and what do we intend to do about it?
Sure, Steve. Well, span management, you know, and those steel support anchors we use on the line, those are a big part of our maintenance program and what we do to keep the line safe. So in this case that's come up this week, this is an area, a span on the line that 16 months ago we looked at. We saw it was getting a little bit bigger, so we put in for a permit for a new steel support to go in at that spot. And we did receive the state permit for that, but we're still waiting on a permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So in that 16 months we've been waiting, the span has grown to where it was about 66 feet at the time. Now it's at 81 feet. And I think the bottom line is, and what we want to make sure everyone knows, is that we do have a crew there in the Straits right now. We have the steel support. It would only take us about 2 days to actually do the work, but we just need that permit. So we brought this to the attention of the state this week. We self-reported it. We've been transparent about it, and we are just waiting on that permit.
So I guess I'm trying to get a mental image of what this is when you say span management. There's 66 feet, 81 feet, but between what and what?
Well, under our agreement with the state, the pipeline has to be supported every 75 feet. So that could be supported by the lake bed itself, resting on the lake bed there.
Gotcha.
Or in one of these steel supports. So it just has to have some support every 75 feet. And there's a lot of erosion down there. There's a lot of currents. Things are moving around. So at times with erosion, these spans can open up a little wider. They could also get smaller. We see that when we go down and look. But in this case, it's opened up a little bit wider, and there is no safety issue with this at all. The line is still very safe. We've talked to independent engineers who look at it. They say you can have spans even twice as long as this, but the number we go by is 75 feet, so we want to be proactive, and we're always inspecting just to keep an eye on these spans, and when something comes up like this, we put in one of these steel supports.
Gotcha. So I'm guessing this comes up from time to time. It's nothing particularly out of the ordinary, just part of the overall maintenance of the pipeline, it sounds like.
It is. We've had a lot of success with these steel supports. We've been putting them in since 2002. There's 147 down there now. We've put in permits to do 54 more this year, and all of those are proactive. It's just this one span that's a little bit wider than we like to see. And I think, again, this just points back to the Line 5 tunnel project. If we had that tunnel built, if you have Line 5 in a tunnel 100 feet below the lake bed, you don't have to worry about any of these things. You don't have to worry about spans. You don't have to worry about steel supports. So we continue to believe that really is the best solution going forward for Line 5.
So as that continues, no resolution yet at this point, right? I mean, the push back and forth between, and I think the you know, most likely a person pushing back against you is the attorney general, not the governor, it doesn't appear from where I sit, more the attorney general pushing back against Line 5 altogether, part of her, part of her, what she wants to do, I guess. So where are we in that? Bring us up to speed. Bring us up to date.
Sure. There are those two court cases that are going forward. As far as the status of any new discussions or anything, I don't have anything new to report there. You know, we're disappointed that the state so far has chosen not to continue to have discussions and have more talk. We've reached out. We've offered to do several different things to try and keep that moving, even, you know, bring in an independent person possibly into the discussions. But nothing has happened on that yet, but we still remain open to discussions with the governor.
And you're remaining on schedule, if I'm not mistaken, Ryan. You do have the barge up there. You're going forward with the work as we speak. So if it comes back, you guys haven't lost a day at this point because you've been mindful to stay on target, to do the things that you're already approved to do to make sure that if the courts come back and say, Enbridge, you're absolutely right, you can proceed, you're in good shape, right?
Right, and that's what we've been doing. Work is happening. We feel like the best way to keep things moving and on schedule is to focus on the work we can do. So that really is the pre-construction work, the geotechnical work we call, which is rock and soil sampling at the Straits. And I was up there yesterday at the Straits. We have our specialized vehicle, our vessel, the Highland Eagle is there in the Straits doing that work. We brought it in from the North Sea, and so it's working around the clock doing boring work for rock samples in the deepest parts of the Straits. And so that is happening, and we're making good progress. We're pulling up rock samples that are 400 million years old in some cases. So it's crazy to think about. It's telling us really the story of the long history of the Straits.
And there you go.
It's gone on there. So we're studying those to keep the project moving for sure.
Well, Ryan, I know you'll stop in from time to time. It is a process. I don't know what's slower, geological time or the court system. And it depends on the day, I suppose. But we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll be mindful to check back in with you from time to time and find out when the Army Corps of Engineers gives you the approval to do that maintenance work as well. But thank you so much for being here.
All right, sir. Anytime. Good to talk to you.
There you have it. Ryan Duffy, everybody, from Enbridge. A little bit of maintenance work, waiting on the government. That's different, huh? Waiting on the government. Some final thoughts on the program in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.